Welcome to National Podcast Post Month here on the Odd Dad Out Podcast. Forgive me if you get tired of hearing me say that, because fuck, I know it's 30 days and I'm going to just keep going because this could be somebody's first time hearing this. I'm sorry, you're not going to have a normal episode for a month. My bad.
Yeah, you picked up a really weird spot to start listening.
Yeah, but to be fair, all of these are obviously tagged, and it's completely different art for this. It looks weird. So if you aren't interested in listening to a bunch of podcasters talk about podcasting and other podcasts that you should be listening to, which is kind of something I do anyway, but feel free to listen back to the other 160 episodes that have come before this. It's all okay. All of them. Just keep listening to those for the rest of the month until new shows start back in December. Anyway, today, it's weird saying today instead of this week. Today, I have Derek from Rolling Misadventures and Life World, because he's like so many other podcasters, can't just do one fucking thing. Derek, take your pick. What do you want? Where do you want to tell people you're from?
I'm going to default to Life World I'm going to default to Rolling Misadventures because I already plug Life World on that all the time anyway. But yeah, you can find me at Rolling Misadventures. We are an improvised audio fiction podcast where we sit down and play a tabletop game, bringing podcasters from your favorite shows on to basically just take a break, have fun. And then I spin that into actual highly produced audio dramas.
Highly produced. Like way more than I have the temperament to do at the current time.
Way more than I probably should.
But I like the way that when you kind of made the shift from doing a little bit more game focused and like how the gameplay worked, and now a little more into the story of it. I like that we don't need to hear the actions of the game stuff, because really the focus is the story and the craziness that you guys put together. And so I kind of like when you put more of the focus on the story and stuff like that, and a little less of the game stuff, because I don't need to know the behind the scenes of it as much.
Yeah. And that's something that, I mean, when we first started out, we were a tabletop actual play podcast, like a Critical Role and things like that. And it was something that we started to slowly transition into, with me being more comfortable with just the show in general, because I mean, the show's only been around for a little over a year at this point. But just to let the show evolve into something that felt more natural and more enjoyable to listen to. And as we had kept playing the same game, basically people were like, yeah, I already know how this works. I could tell if a scene is ending well or if it's ending terribly. So maybe don't call out all the dice. I'm like, yeah, you know what? You're right. So that we did just that. We started focusing on the audio dramas.
Yeah. And now it's much more, it's like, I like the improvised audio drama of it too, because it's like the stories are great. And I do think that having the gameplay elements called out and drawn, like, it kind of pulls you out of the story. And yeah, Now the story just flows, and now it's just this weird, crazy, whatever the hell you guys come, like you and Megan and Charles and whoever else you guys have on, is just so crazy the how it like I'd love to be part of the show, but I also have heard you say that sometimes recording sessions are 3 or 4 or 5 hours.
Yeah, on average about 3 hours.
Yeah, my wife wouldn't agree with that, pulling back the curtain. We're recording this the same day as your September guest of the month, because I've been saying,
you brought me on for your jackass of the month, and yep. I kindly accepted.
So you've talked about how long that takes. I blocked out 2 hours for this for our other conversation thing. It's like, yeah, we're not going to go for 2 hours of recording that. We'll have time to do the November interview as well. And yeah, we used all 2 hours of that. My wife does not like when I spend a lot of time with interviews, but I think at this point she's aware that I spend a lot of time on conversations with interviews.
But see, my wife usually falls asleep listening. Like, she enjoys my voice. She's one of those people. So she's just like, yeah, I'll just sit on the couch and kind of be quiet so I don't interrupt or, you know, give those outside sounds. And then she ends up just falling asleep listening to me. So it's win-win.
It's like, you are her Ambien. But let's get into some, I've described this as when I explain it to people, when I pitch this and these spots to people, is it's kind of like a survey. And it's one part survey and it's one part big ass recommended listening segment, because I feel like this is just a great opportunity for a lot of podcasters to tell other people about other podcasts that they're into. And I kind of got to start at the beginning. Like, what was it that got you into listening to podcasts?
Oh, man. So the main reason I started listening to podcasts was because I needed something I could download and listen to at work, because I had terrible cell reception. And I had started listening to the Rooster Teeth podcast because I'm a big Rooster Teeth and Achievement Hunter fan. And it was just them just bullshitting for, you know, an hour and a half, 2 hours per episode once a week. So I'd either throw it on the background of YouTube when I was at home cooking dinner, decided, oh, well, I could start downloading these, and just kind of went from there. Was downloading Rooster Teeth podcast. I was checking out Alice Isn't Dead and Night Vale, Solo Monster Sounds Off, talking about wrestling, just basically anything that would spark my interest. And after a while, I started listening to more video game focused ones like the Giant Bombcast, and said, you know what? I could do this. Me and my friends are already having these conversations. Let's go with it.
Yeah. See, totally not where I thought. I guess because my experience is so different in the, I got into making them before I got into listening to them. So.
Oh yeah. No, I listen to way more now that I've started making it. Like, oh, I had a solid three or four I would listen to. I think that got up to like 10, and I was like, oh my God, I listened to so many podcasts, and now I have like 40 on my playlist.
Gotta get those numbers up. 40 for a podcaster, that seems like low.
yeah I try to keep it to where I don't fall behind on them.
Yeah, that's a big part of it, is like the, no, I don't want to be behind, I want to keep be current. And that's where listening at double time started getting me.
Yeah, that's why I do 1.2, 1.3.
If I wasn't listening at high speed, I'd be so far behind on everything. I wouldn't make it to listening to my own show. So, yeah, you said you listen to, so you basically have like 40 that you go through fairly. It's like kind of your regular feed.
Yeah. 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 40 total. I'll swap stuff in and out if I'm checking something new, or if for whatever reason I'm just, you know, not digging on a show that I was listening to, I'll drop them from my playlist and just kind of keep it to where, like, very rarely do I have more than one or two episodes of a podcast that I'm trying to get current on. So those just kind of stay in the background until I get caught up with everything else.
Yeah. I hate when, especially if it's something like an audio drama or something where the previous episode matters, unless it's like you're binging something. We're like, oh yeah, I'm two seasons behind and I'm binging my way through this. But other than that, like, if you're mostly listening current and then you are behind a week, like, I know I have that trouble if I'm sick and I miss a night of work, because I listen, all my listening is at work. So if I'm sick, that's a night of not listening, and then I'm now behind.
Yep.
Like, shit, no, I'm missing it. And
yeah, I took like 4 days of vacation in a row or something like that from work. And yeah, it took me 2 weeks to catch up after that.
Yeah. Cause I'm sitting on about 80.
Jesus.
And again, double speed. And so I go through 8 to 10, depending on length, every night. And if I'm not burning through them that fast, I don't get caught up by the end of the week. But I will say I do get caught up. So usually Friday night, Saturday during work, I'm listening to late Thursday, Friday releases. Mm-hmm. I'm usually listening to, depending on if I make it out on time on Wednesdays, I've got my show by Friday or Saturday. But it's like, and then most people don't drop shows on Fridays. And then I start back to work on Tuesdays. And on Tuesday, I've got like 40 shows.
Yeah, you got your Saturdays, your Sundays, your Monday releases.
Yeah, Monday, Tuesday. Yep. Like, yep,
then I'm back to work. Well.
Yep. And so, yeah, it's, ugh. So you kind of mentioned, but what was the first podcast you ever listened to? Like the very first one?
Yeah, so the first one was the Rooster Teeth podcast, which was a video podcast at the time I started getting into it. And it's just the folks from Rooster Teeth, the production company behind Red vs. Blue, Ruby, and a million other shows because they do so much. They also have their offshoots of Achievement Hunter, which is a bunch of Let's Play video game videos, things like that. And so, yeah, the Rooster Teeth podcast, they would just bring on a few of their kind of their main on-air talents to just sit around and bullshit and talk about current news stories and tech stuff.
Yeah, and there's a couple of YouTube channels that I was listening to that I found out, oh, they do this as a podcast. And I guess for me, it was like my podcaster brain. I'm like, they drop like 4 or 5 videos a day on their channel. Mm-hmm. And they're like their news stuff. It's a What Culture Wrestling.
Oh, okay.
And,
yeah.
Yeah. And so they drop like 4 or 5 videos a day. Well, all of their news stories and all of their news videos, and then all it ends up getting pushed out into their podcast feed, but it's all in one feed. I'm like, I don't need 3 different things. And I watched the video this morning, so I don't want to listen to this. But then there's things like when they'll do their roundtable discussions, it's like, I want the 30 minute roundtable discussion. I need that. I want that on its own feed. I want that. I don't want the 10 minute news brief in the morning and the afternoon news. And then all it's like, I don't want all of the little news bite updates in the same feed as the big roundtable discussion thing. I feel like that needs to be broken off, but that's my brain. But yeah, but I see that whole, like, when you're following them on like the YouTubers that do the news coverage and the industry stuff that you're into watching, and like, yeah, I want to get this information, but I don't want to sit there watching a YouTube video of it all the time. Or you have them, like, that's why I like the roundtable discussion thing, where it's like, no, I want to hear them talking about and discussing it, not just reporting on it. It's like, I'll listen to that one, but I want to watch the video of the quick news bites, because, well, that's what I do when I'm drinking my coffee in the morning.
Oh, totally. Yeah. And for listening to them, it's basically just pop culture shit, talking about viral YouTube videos. It's just a normal conversation that people would have, a lot like when you do your guest of the month.
Yeah, exactly. It's just the much more free flowing conversational stuff. And yeah, it's that digging deeper. And that's what I love about podcasting, is the personality of the people. It's like, you don't necessarily get a lot of the personality in the straight news reporting stuff, but it's when you have those, the more conversational bits that are, yeah.
Yeah.
And I didn't realize, because I don't follow the studios, especially like the YouTuber and the video studios, it's like, oh, that's the thing. That's what they are. Okay. Like, I'm familiar with like the Red versus Blue series and that stuff, but I don't know who made them.
So, yeah, they do a million things now. It's insane how big they've gotten.
Yeah, there's so many of those, especially when it comes to like the video game YouTuber video creators like that like they just blew up, you know, with, they just made cool stuff and they got really popular, and they, you know, because nerdism is no longer a dirty word. So you started with Rooster Teeth and the video gaminess and the nerdiness, but now you exist, because you went from existing in the video gaming and nerdiness to now you are in the board gamey, you're in audio drama land now, and technically you're in true crime land now. But
I'm all over the place.
Yeah, I know, you're all over the place. Like, you're hitting all the big check boxes in podcasting now, because you went from nerd news to audio drama, and now you're doing true crime. So you're kind of going backwards, but
like, I had to work my way up.
Yeah. Now you need to get yourself some bullshit round table stuff like what I do now.
I was going to say, a slice of life. I need that. And then I need something educational as well. Yeah. And then I think I've checked the major boxes.
Yeah. Need to get yourself like an NPR style thing. But so with all of that you have done and all of the podcasting checkboxes you've done, what is like your current or like your all time favorite show?
Oh man, I hate picking one because it's like, oh, I should plug all of my friends.
Cause like, that's what we do.
That's what we do. That's how I got you to listen to, Own a Lit Glass was, hey, my co-host does this awesome podcast. You should totally listen to.
Yes. And now I'm hooked on them too. And I need to reach out to them as part of my, who knows in the future when all this actually happens, I might've actually talked to them.
I'll bug Megan as soon as we're off the call.
Yeah.
No, as far as stuff that are like my, I always contribute to the reason I got into tabletop stuff and the way that we do our editing and our post-processing and production and shit like that. It bounces between two. And one of them is the Adventure Zone. It is the McElroy brothers from My Brother and Me playing D&D. And that's what got me to actually stick with tabletop podcasts, because I had tried a couple prior to it and just completely fell off. For whatever reason, their style of humor and the storytelling that they were doing was what kept me, which is kind of how we do Rolling Misadventures, is let's focus on the story, less on the mechanics. And then as far as the production goes, I'm going to cheat and take a second one and say Liberty. Liberty was the one with the Travis Vengroff, Full and Scholar Productions, them focusing on immersive storytelling and sound design, where you have those backing sound effects. That was kind of how I started to do my production. And then once I started listening to their stuff at almost about the same time, it was like, oh yeah, no, he does it way better than I ever could, but here's how I could fit it into my stuff. So yeah, those, so Liberty and the Adventure Zone. Those are the two, my two main go-tos for recommendations.
I think I've heard of Adventure Zone, and I've heard of, My Brother and Me and the McElroy brothers. And I heard that name thrown around so often. And I think it's because, I have so many nerdy friends like you.
Oh yeah, totally. And they're so huge. That's
so many of like these guys basically made a D&D podcast mainstream.
Yep.
And so I guess for me, it's like, because I'm still not like the D&D and the actual play guy. And again, it's like you said with Oh No Lit Class, the promoting your friends, I forget why the hell I started listening to Sometimes Geek. I really do. Then again, it's been a while. I have no
clue why anybody listened to it, honestly.
I forget why it was that I started listening to your show. Minus like another case of you commented on something or whatever. And you got my attention, and we're like, you said something nice to me, and I was like, okay, I'm going to listen to this guy's show, because apparently he doesn't think I'm that big of an asshole, and so I'm going to listen to his show. I was like, oh, nerd news. I can do video game and nerd news, like, because I'm a nerd, and I like video game stuff, and I like knowing the news and the behind the scenes. I like collecting it's relatively useless information, but yeah, it's cool totally. To know stuff, and I like knowing stuff about stuff. It gives me something to talk about here sometimes. Sometimes it just means I'm a dork and I listen to and I watch a lot of YouTube wrestling reviews because I don't have time to watch wrestling, and I've been getting into it more lately.
Oh yeah, I watch the pay-per-views and then listen to podcasts to figure out what the hell I'm missing week to week.
Yeah, that's basically it. It's like, but yeah, like I don't really watch it, but I watch ups and downs, and I watch the new What Culture news, and like that's what I get. But yeah, so I was like, yeah, I check out his show, and I start listening to you, and we become friends, and then you started Rolling Misadventures, and I started listening to Rolling Misadventures, and then because of that, and Oh No Lit Class, and Ignorance Was Bliss, and because now we have this massive fucking spiderweb of friends that we all listen to and promote and everything. So, because, and again, I've said, this is a giant recommended listening month. This is, you know, the where did you come from and where are you going? To wrap it all up. And I got to get better at transitions, whatever.
Transitions are hard. That was the hardest thing I've ever done in podcasting, was figuring out how the hell to do that.
By the time I get to recording episode 30, I'll give up. If you had to recommend one, and no cheating on this one.
Damn it.
No cheating, because this is the big one. This is basically your one recommended listening, not doing it just to pimp your friends out. If you had to recommend one podcast to someone as their first time listening, besides yours.
Oh, shit.
Besides your own, because that's just cheating. What would it be?
Oh, man. See, because I don't want to say something you've already featured. So, like, I'm scrolling through my list.
I've got so many that I've talked about. If it's one that you're like, no, this is the one I think you should start with. Go for it. Fuck. That's what I'm here for. And if I have 20 people all saying you need to start by listening to Moms and Murder, I'm disowning you. But I'm sorry, we can't be friends anymore. But no. But if everybody's saying you need to start with this, that's going to be a good sign for that show. That's what I want to know, what everybody's saying you need to listen to, because I can say all fucking day that you need to listen to Pre-Recorded Live, but that's because I dig their style and they're my friends, and they were also one of those. That might be it. I might have heard your promo across PRL at one time back when they did promos, because not a lot of us still do promos consistently, but I think that might have been it. Because they did Nerd News and talked about stuff like that.
Huh.
And
I don't think I've ever really talked to them, so I'll have to see if they actually used my promo.
But they also completely rebooted. They just they killed their entire feed. They erased everything and they just restarted they went from episode 150 to now they're at episode 3. They wiped everything and were like, you know what? We've got some copyrighted stuff back in the back catalog. Oh. We've got some stuff. And you're like, you know what? Rather than go through removing the possible risky stuff, we're just and the show has completely changed format from what it used to be. So, you know what? We're just going to relaunch the show and wipe the entire feed. And so, yeah, now they're at episode 3. And they're also, I wouldn't say they're clients, but I do their post-production. It's one of those, I want my friends' shows to sound good. So it's like, hey, I can clean this up because you guys have a lot of my kiss. So I was like, yeah. But anyway, now that I've been vamping, what is your one suggestion?
All right. For first time just getting into podcasts, I would probably have to pick My Brother and Me. It's comedy. It's all over the place and just entertaining and very, very easy to get into. Plus, they have like 400 episodes, something like that. So you'll find something in there that you'll like.
Okay. Okay. Because I know they do a bajillion of them. What is that one? Is that the D&D one? Which is My Brother and Me? Because I know the McElroys do a bunch of shit.
So My Brother and Me is a comedy advice show. And that is that doesn't seem like a whole lot to it, but they basically come up with an answer that you are not expecting to solve whatever problem people are writing in about. So it's like, oh, I have this problem with the neighbor that has like 500 birds. It's like, okay, well, slowly you'll start cooking these birds and you'll open up a chicken restaurant. It's just so fucking random.
Okay, then. I think I need to listen to this now.
Yeah.
I feel like I've avoided listening to this because so many people have it's one of those like Serial or
I was the same way.
Like we're like, oh, everybody's like, this is going to be some stupid shit. They're like, I'm not going to listen to this shit. Everybody's saying it's the Sword and Scale and My Brother and Me and Serial and Mark Maron, and they're just like, fuck, everybody's saying, you know who's saying that? All of the Brendas. Brenda told me that I need to listen to this. Fuck Brenda. So like, fuck, if you're saying it, then I have to, fuck, damn it. 81.
Like I said, just pick some at random. Yeah. In all honesty, like avoid the live ones if you're first starting out. Because the live ones are a lot of inside jokes. And yeah, just pick random I think I started listening around like 300 something. Maybe a little bit before 300, and like I'll still go back and just pick random ones out. So it's really funny. I quite enjoy it. It's all over the place. And yeah, as far as someone who's just getting into podcasts, brand new, if you want to laugh, go and listen to them.
Awesome. This has been fun. It's so weird asking questions. like prep questions, notes, jam it, so much work, but it's awesome. And thank you so much for being part of this, because honestly, if it weren't for you and your resources, I probably would not, I don't even know, you know, back, you know, past Adam, I don't know how I'm coming up with 30. If future Adam actually has 30, I'm pretty sure I can blame you for that.
Probably. I know a lot of people for some reason.
Yeah, I know. I do too, but I don't know why I don't talk to fucking anybody. I got to start asking more people. I got to start talking to more people. But that's the point of this. This right now, 30 days of talking to people when I don't normally talk to people. And my whole bitching about, man, it's going to take me forever to talk to everybody I want to talk to if I'm doing one a month. That's why I'm doing this now. I'm stupid. But one more time, Derek, where can my listener find you?
Yeah, you can find me at rollingmisadventures.com or on Twitter at rmisadventures. That is the letter R, misadventures. And you can also find any of my stuff just by searching in your podcatcher, whether that's Rolling Misadventures or Life World. Pretty much wherever you're listening to this right now, you can listen to us. You just have to actually subscribe, because if it comes through Adam's feed, it gets really confusing.
Yeah, you should go and find him. And again, because links will all be in the show notes for the episode, for not only for Derek and Rolling Misadventures and Life World, but also for all of the podcasts that he's mentioned, which, fuck, that's going to be a lot of work. God damn, I keep making more work for myself. But all the links to all of the things will be in the show notes. And depending on how much of this I do, at odddadoutpodcast.com. Of course, by now, you've heard it a million times, but you can still find me on all the social medias at odddadout. Whether you just want to tell me, shut the fuck up about all the podcasts already, I'm sorry we went over this. Go listen to the other 160-something episodes. But until tomorrow, oddballs, thank you and good night.